Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Deptford Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, January 30th. Sorry, I've been on holiday the last couple of weeks. Back ready to go here. Overnight, we had March corn up a half a cent, 683 and a half. March wheat up 3¾ cents at 753 and three quarters. And March beans up 17 and a half cents at 1527. Though the corn closed within a penny of its lows, the wheat was 10 cents off the highs, and the beans were a nickel off the highs, but still pretty strong, up 17 cents. I really didn't see any reason for the beans to have that kind of strength. I guess they're looking at the South American weather. It's a little bit dry in southern Brazil. It's a little too wet in northern Brazil. Only 5% of the bean harvest is complete versus 10% a year ago. So maybe people are a little concerned there. It looks like it's going to be drier in Argentina the next 10 days, but no real heat. So, you know, maybe that's why they put some premium into it. We did not see any of the vaunted Chinese buying that was supposed to come right after the Lunar New Year. That's over now. Maybe we saw the Chinese in the market overnight, and it didn't show up on the export sales flashes this morning. The only flash sale we had was 112 corn to Japan and nothing to China, but that may show up if it was, in fact, China tomorrow, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. Egypt is looking for corn in their tenders. Palm oil has been strong as Indonesia is trying to tighten their exports. Crude oil is currently down 126 a barrel. The Dow looks to open up 120 lower. Overall, this week, we've got export inspections today. We've got the Fed open market meeting starting. I think it starts on Tuesday into Wednesday. We've got export sales on Thursday, unemployment on Friday. So there is some news coming out. Everybody expects the Fed to raise interest rates 0.25% this go around, with slightly more increases ahead. So overall, you know, I'm where I've been. I think you've got to sell the rallies in beans and corn. I think wheat's going to gain on corn here for a while. And that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.